Just after midnight this morning, the city of Montreal, Canada, began dumping raw, untreated sewage into its main waterway, the St. Lawrence River. Over the next 6 days, the city will dump more than 2 billion gallons of untreated sewage into the river, which runs from the Great Lakes to the Atlantic Ocean. The St. Lawrence also makes up part of the U.S.-Canada border. And Senator Chuck Schumer of New York has raised concerns about the dump, saying the river should be treated as a single ecosystem. He asked environmental regulators here in the U.S. to try to get Canada to stop the sewage dump, but to no avail. Tracy Lindemann is a journalist with the CBC. She's with us from Montreal. Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
Well, why is Montreal doing this?
Well, Montreal is doing this because essentially they're working on redoing a highway called the Bonaventure Expressway, which involves a lot of construction. And in order to complete this construction, they need to fix an interceptor. So a sewer collector running underneath the city that connects all of the different sewers and brings it to the water treatment facility.
And the only way to do this is to dump all the sewage into the river?
According to the city, it is the only way to do it. They have, according to them anyway, exhausted all of their options at looking at different ways of handling this without having to dump it right into the river, including even this weekend we were talking about possibly an option of having tanker ships suck up the water from the St. Lawrence and then transport it to a treatment facility. But that would be actually impossible because there just aren't enough tanker ships to be able to handle the load.
What are the possible negative consequences of this? I remember in the huge snowstorms that we had last year, they were talking about taking all of the snow piles in Boston and dumping them into the harbor, and they didn't do it because of the environmental consequences in the end. What are the possible problems with this?
There have been a number of scientists who've spoken out about the negative consequences for wildlife. For example, there's a lot of, deer and other animals that live alongside the river. There's a lot of species that live in the river. A lot of people are concerned about how the, dumping of the raw sewage and untreated wastewater would affect them. It's still not entirely clear what the damage will be, considering the debit of the water, how fast it runs, the current, how fast it runs, and the volume of the St. Lawrence. A lot of people have downplayed the severity of the consequences by saying, it's negligible because of all that, the volume and the current.
So how are people in Montreal feeling about this?
Well, a lot of people are upset about it. They think that the city just didn't try hard enough to find a better solution. But the city, maintains that it has looked at every possible solution available, and this is the only one that makes sense for the timeline and the budget they've got. Otherwise, it would take years and cost millions to do, what essentially is just a temporary stopgap measure while they're doing construction.
And the city is asking people to not put certain things into the toilet over the next few days.
Exactly. Yeah, they're asking people not to put condoms, tampons, syringes, diapers, things like that into the toilet, although I'm sure that people shouldn't be doing that anyway.
You're not supposed to do that anyway, exactly. Well, hopefully it all works out okay, but we will check back in with you to see as we learn more about the environmental impact of this untreated sewage being dumped into the St. Lawrence River. Tracy Lindemann of the CBC in Montreal, thank you very much.
Thank you.